This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Yugma Innovation Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Yugma, meaning confluence in Sanskrit, is a first of its kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators. More from our correspondent.
The conclave aims to catalyze large-scale private investment in the country's innovation ecosystem, strengthen academia-industry-government partnerships, and accelerate innovation aligned with the vision of Viksit Bharat. In line with Prime Minister's vision of a self-reliant and innovation-led India, various key projects will be initiated during the conclave. The conclave will also include high-level roundtables and panel discussions involving government officials, top industry and academic leaders. With Bhupendra Singh, Saklena for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Army effectively responded to firing by Pakistan military at some places along line of control in Jammu and Kashmir last night. Defense sources said Pakistan Army post fired unprovoked across the line of control in areas opposite Kupwara and Baramulla districts as well as the Akhnoor sector. The Indian troops responded swiftly and effectively. There were no reports of any casualties. Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, has called for a special session of Parliament to demonstrate the nation's collective resolve following the brutal terror attack in Pahalgam. In a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Mr. Kharge said that at a time when unity and solidarity are essential, it is important to convene the session at the earliest to show a united front against the attack on innocent citizens on 22nd of this month. India has strongly raised the Pahalgam terror attack issue at the United Nations and also flagged a Pakistani minister's confession to training and funding terrorists. Pointing to a recent television interview of Pakistan Defense Minister Khwaja Asif, India's Deputy Permanent Representative at the UN, Yojna Patel, said that the whole world has heard Pakistan's Defense Minister's confession of Pakistan's history of supporting, training and funding terrorist organizations. She said that the open confession surprises no one and exposes Pakistan as a rogue state fueling global terrorism and destabilizing the region. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal met with the UK Secretary of State for Business and Trade, Jonathan Reynolds, in London yesterday to advance negotiations for a free trade agreement between the two nations. Mr. Goyal arrived in London for 2 days of discussions aimed at strengthening investment ties and bilateral trade. Union Minister of Agriculture, Farmers Welfare and Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan held a virtual dialogue with all the 731 Krishi Vigyan Kendras across the country from New Delhi yesterday. In his address, Mr. Chauhan emphasized the need for a campaign-driven approach to strengthen the agriculture sector, which supports 45% of the population and contributes 18% to the country's GDP. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has reaffirmed that India is likely to be among the first countries to finalize a trade agreement with the United States. Mr. Bessent cited India's relatively open trade environment and limited non-tariff barriers as major reasons for the accelerated progress. Canada's national broadcaster has projected a win for the Liberal Party in a tightly contested snap election. The Liberals are currently leading in 160 seats, while the Conservative Party, led by Pierre Poilievre, is leading in 151. To secure a majority government, a party must win at least 172 out of 343 seats. If current trends hold, Mark Carney, who succeeded Justin Trudeau as Liberal leader, is poised to remain Prime Minister. The domestic benchmark indices opened on a higher note today amid positive cues from global markets as buying was seen in the PSU bank, auto and IT sectors in the early trade. Sensex was trading 409 points up at 80,628, while the Nifty climbed 118 points at 24,447 when reports last came in. In IPL T20 cricket, Vaibhav Suryavanshi's historic century saw hosts Rajasthan Royals register an emphatic 8-wicket victory over Gujarat Titans in Jaipur last night. Chasing a target of 210 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals won the match with 25 balls to spare. And that is the end of this news bulletin.